For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Pornographic magazine publisher Larry Flint is persevering in his legal fight to publicize details about Missouri's execution methods. The move comes months after the state sanctioned death of the white supremacist gunman who left him paralyzed. A federal judge denied Flint's attempt to intervene in a 2013 lawsuit over Missouri's largely secret execution protocol. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri, which represents the Hustler publisher, wants the St. Louis-based 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to overturn the lower court ruling. Oral arguments are scheduled for today. Flint was shot in 1978 by Joseph Paul Franklin, who targeted blacks and Jews in a three-year cross-country killing spree. Franklin admitted to shooting Flint, but wasn't charged. He was executed in November 2013, but the legal challenge filed in connection with his death persists. The Missouri Supreme Court is limiting the sales tax exemptions for items used for construction. In three separate cases Tuesday, the High Court barred businesses from claiming sales tax breaks on cranes, asphalt, and steel beams used in constructing buildings and paving roads. Business groups quickly vowed to pursue legislation that would effectively reverse those rulings. Tracy King is the Vice President of Government Affairs at the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry. She says she will be working with others to craft a bill as soon as next week. King contends that the Supreme Court has misinterpreted the legislature's intent and that the rulings incorrectly limit the types of manufacturing that should qualify for a sales tax exemption. Missouri is moving forward with testing for the National Common Core educational standards for school children. The State Board of Education this week approved minimum scores on new assessments to gauge how well students perform on the tests. Missouri students will take the new test aligned with the Common Core standards for the first time this spring. The National Standards and Common Core set goals for what students should learn in kindergarten through high school. A state law passed last year prohibits scores from the first year of testing to be used against schools. There are no estimates for how well Missouri children will do on the test, but nationally, between 32 and 39% of students in states with Common Core are expected to score at proficient levels. Columbia police say a man who offered to help a motorist along Interstate 70 was attacked, robbed, and left unconscious on the side of the highway. Police say the man, whose identity wasn't released, was driving along the highway near Columbia when he saw a vehicle on the side of the road and pulled over to help. Authorities say two men attacked him but didn't specify the type of weapon that was used. The victim says he called police once he regained consciousness. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports he was then taken to the hospital. North Dakota and Arkansas have asked a federal appeals court in St. Louis to reinstate two of the nation's most stringent abortion bans. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard oral arguments in the case Tuesday. The states want to reinstate abortion restrictions approved by lawmakers in 2013, but overturned by lower federal courts in separate decisions. The appeals court didn't immediately rule. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.